ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Iran today denying involvement in a plot to assassinate U.S. officials, calling any allegations baseless and rejected. This as federal prosecutors here have charged an Iranian national in a murder-for-hire scheme targeting President-elect Donald Trump. Authorities say the plot was linked to Tehran's paramilitary forces. Subsiding winds helping 2,000 firefighters in Southern California make progress against a wildfire that scorched over 20,000 acres, destroyed over 200 structures since Wednesday. Joey Parrish lost his house in the fire, and he's now sifting through the ashes.
The things that we knew were there, like there was a motorcycle in the garage, no sign of it anywhere. You know, just so many things like that, just gone.
For the first time after a devastating fire 5 years ago, the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral were heard throughout Paris again. The landmark is set to reopen to the public next month with a weekend of ceremonies starting December 7th. This is ABC News. Federal agencies are probing mass texts with racist messages sent to black Americans after the election. And top Democrats are talking about what led to their historic losses this election year. ABC's Rachel Scott.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling the New York Times that if President Biden had dropped out sooner, quote, there may have been other candidates in the race. The anticipation was that if the president were to step aside, that there would be an open primary. Pelosi telling the Times she has spoken with Kamala Harris and believes a competitive primary could have helped the vice president. I think she would have done well in that and been stronger going forward. But we don't know that. That didn't happen.
A powerful suicide blast at a train station in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 24, including soldiers and civilians. The Biden administration will, for the first time, allow a small number of U.S. defense contractors to enter Ukraine to help repair and maintain weapons and equipment sent by America. U.S. official says certain systems require specific technical expertise. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students across the country say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That can include violence in the home, parents separating, and any kind of abuse. Scientists are learning that these events can be connected to substance use disorders and even chronic illness or autoimmune problems. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Research shows these experiences, called ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry and produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist and member of Kentucky's Bounce Coalition, Joe Barjone.
We're seeing some of the same kinds of patterns, that increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases such as diabetes and obesity. Childhood trauma costs states. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. Barjone adds, schools can help address the youth and mental health crisis by cultivating a sense of belonging and connectedness, as well as increasing suicide prevention programs.
Promoting mental health awareness, teaching kids around social emotional learning and dealing with their emotions in an effective way, increase mental health services.
The most recent data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is only from 2018 to 19. but it shows nearly 40% of Wisconsin kids had at least one adverse childhood experience. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma-Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators help kids in public school districts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few clouds and a high near 48. For tonight, rain is likely. Lows in the upper 30s. Rain and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of a shower. Mostly cloudy, breezy, 37. Monday, partly sunny, a high of 45.
It's 39 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Best of the Todd Albaugh Show. And what a week it was. We're not going to focus too much on politics this weekend. We'll have a little bit at the beginning, but we're going to take the second hour of Friday's show, where we talk with Peter Rapine from eBombs World about the crazy things people did outside of the election this week. And remember, there's a segment with callers, but since this is pre-recorded, we cannot take your phone call. Sorry about that. So just enjoy the answers that other people have.
I'm keeping my shirt on. I have no fear. The flannel is staying on. The Wonder State coffee is in the mug. We are set to go for hour number two. Welcome in. Coming in later on this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a little week in review, a humorous Alzheimer's. These are not made up. This is not fictitious. These are real, actual, wacky humans doing real, actual, wacky things.
Yeah, and every time I'm surprised by something new, yes. And you learn something about humanity. It may not be useful information, but you learn something.
Good point. Good point. That might not be what you'll want to learn about humanity, but speaking of that, and see, now I'm in a conundrum. I'm in a conundrum. Who, by the way, a state senator conundrum from the Chippewa Valley area, did a great job in the legislature for years. But I'm in a conundrum here. Because there's a story out there that I really, really, really want to talk about, but I don't know whether Peter Rapine is going to include it in the week in review. So I don't know what to do. Should I talk about this story and bring it to you now, or should we wait and see if Peter Rapine brings it up? It involves primates. 43 of them, as a matter of fact. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait. I think we have. I want to take one more call here. I believe Kathy is on the line from Cambridge. Because I want to do that before. Once we get into what's worse, then we're kind of. I want to be done with politics for the day. But very quickly, Kathy in Cambridge calling. Kathy, what did you want to say?
Well, I'm in a better mood now. I was a little shocked when I was called the last time, a little embarrassed, like crying on the phone.
Oh, good. Don't worry.
We got to look at the good news.
Yes.
We flipped 10 seats in Madison's legislation, 10 seats mm-hmm. to Democrats.
Yeah.
We got
in the legislature.
We got Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, and in 2 years, if people stay energized, we mm-hmm. can be the majority. Democrats can be the majority. There is a path to civility again if we all hang in there and keep yes. on keeping on.
So I agree.
I just wanted to bring that up. A bright news for Friday. We need
there you go.
Good news.
There you go. All right.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kathy. Thanks for giving us some good news on a Friday, 9 past the hour. All right, Tony, watch you on YouTube. Says Peter will have multiple stories for sure. Talk about it. All right. This is for Tony Zimmerman. Headline, monkey mayhem in South Carolina after 43 primates escape research facility. This is not made up. This is real. Residents of a small South Carolina town are finding themselves in the middle of a real-life game of Jumanji. Is that how you pronounce that?
Jumanji.
Jumanji, the movie? Yeah.
Oh, no. This reminds me of when, like, the super intelligent pigs ran around
yes,
in Canada.
With 43 monkeys escaped yesterday from a Wednesday, from a research facility.
Might need to rewatch Planet of the Apes this weekend to learn how to defend myself.
When CBS used it this morning, they actually used footage of Planet of the Apes.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
I know. The rhesus macaw, is it macaw? Primates are still on the loose as of today after they escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yamasasi? I don't know. Some town in South Carolina. It doesn't really matter. They're believed to be in the wooded region surrounding the facility. The local police department said on an update around 6 p.m. last night, quote, and this is serious, residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent these animals from entering homes.
It's serious. The police, it's no joke.
We're not kidding around. According to a Facebook post on Wednesday, in an updated story shortly before noon, the police said that they had their eyes on the monkeys and were attempting to entice them with food. Police advised those who encounter the missing monkeys to refrain from interacting with them and immediately dial 911. The young primates, by the way, all females and between 6 to 7 pounds, have never been used for testing and are too young to carry diseases. So they're just in their prime here, these young monkey girls. They're described to be very skittish and will congregate in groups. The monkeys are nonviolent, but they may be growing restless due to hunger. Well, of course they are. Of course they are. So, I mean, if you're making a trip to South Carolina, you might want to revisit it because there's 43 monkeys on the loose, rhesus monkeys. Which, of course, brings me back to my college days. Chris Pauls and Jeff Perry wrote a great skit. Might have borrowed it from somebody else, but we did a great fake commercial where I, as the host, was eating a rhesus monkey cup. And they had real hair on it. It was like a rhesus peanut butter cup. I said,
so the rhesus macaque
to you by,
is yeah, just like that.
Yeah, rhesus macaque. Brought to you by rhesus monkey cups. Mmm. Made with real monkey. So there you go. But that's a serious story, by the way. Really, 43 rhesus monkeys without peanut butter cups are on the loose in South Carolina. Now, that would brighten the week up. I mean, just think about it. In Madison, if we just had 43 monkeys on the loose, people could be, they'd be, I'll guarantee you, before the weekend is out, these monkeys will have their own Twitter page, their own TikTok.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I just hope that we don't have another tragedy on their hands, that they all get yes, safely returned, and yes, that we don't get another Harambe situation.
All right, time for what's worse. Here we go, Mr. Dobbers. What is worse? This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, only your chance to be heard on statewide radio. Time once again for what's worse. Here it is from the Home Department. What is worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? What's worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply type in the search bar, Civic Media. It pops up. Less than a minute to download. Free, what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What is worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese?
That is a good question.
Yes. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I have some feelings on this one. Because two things, I think the answer is it depends, because like some people really make a meaning great homemade macaroni and cheese, but if you don't really know how to do it or you use the wrong cheese, it can get like glumpy and clumpy, and then it's no good at all. And yeah. I will say this. When it comes to store-bought macaroni and cheese packages, I'm a big Kraft macaroni and cheese fan. I don't go for the knockoff Sure-Fine brand.
Also, like, it's a dollar for a box. And, you know, if I want cheap calories that will fill my stomach, yes. that will take less than 10 minutes to cook, that is the place of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Right.
And so, it tastes good.
And I'm not a hater on Kraft macaroni and cheese, but if I have a choice between well-made homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft, I'd take the homemade. So I think it depends. But what do you think? What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the YouTube line, PJ says Kraft, but do not use Velveeta cheese. Fair. Absolutely fair. Because then it's just like the Velveeta, you know, store-bought, basically.
Right.
I totally agree with you on that one. 855-752-4842. What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? Roger from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR, our great station in Wisconsin Rapids. We were up there for a show last week. Fantastic crew up there at WFHR. Says, I don't even like macaroni and cheese. Well, okay, fine.
Are you sure you live in Stevens Point and not like Idaho?
Hey, to each their own.
No, I know.
Each their own. No judgment.
I just had to say it because of cheese.
But yeah, I don't. I it may be the first person that I know that doesn't like any kind of macaroni and cheese. And there's like, you know, now there's like mac and cheese that's like, you know, we got barbecue pulled pork in it or
the crab. Or, I was going to bring that up where like it depends what it is. If I just want to whip something up and eat food and be done, Kraft is better. But if I am going over to one of our engineers, Chris Casper, over to his place, and he's been smoking a pork shoulder all day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say smoking something else, but go ahead.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. yes. Then some homemade mac and cheese with that on a sandwich is delicious.
It is. Yeah. And Casper is a mean chef, is what I hear.
It's true.
Yeah. So absolutely. Tony, listening on, watching on YouTube, says, I prefer Velveeta macaroni and cheese. Now, see, again, this is very interesting because I normally like, I will stick with what I said. If I have a choice, I'm going to go with Kraft macaroni and cheese if I'm buying store-bought. But about twice a year, I get a hankering for Velveeta. There's a difference because it's like a cheese sauce rather than the powdered cheese.
It's a very different thing, yeah.
Yes, and also they have the shells instead of the elbow macaroni. So it is a different type of deal. So I feel that, Tony. 855-752-4842. What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? Let's see here. A listener from WAUK says Kraft macaroni and cheese is worse. There is no worse, says Lama on Madison's WMDX says it's all good. I tend to kind of agree with her.
Same.
There's few bad macaroni and cheeses. Matt, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, getting it done between the lines, delivering our packages for us. We appreciate you, Matt. Says homemade is worse, but with Kraft, use a full stick of butter and half instead of milk. Mmm, fattening.
I could never. I do the opposite. I really? Use like half of the butter.
Oh, no. I'm with Matt. I don't think I've ever used a full stick, but I've used a good quarter to a half stick of butter. And if I made like pancakes or something, I use like cream or something, I'll put a little of that in there. Yeah, I feel that, Matt. Let's see, WAUK, my friend is a chef and his mac and cheese is unbelievably delicious. He uses several different
varieties
of cheese, sometimes lobster. Oh, very good. Come on back, a few more What's Worse, and Zalbers has a board game of the week. Peter Rapine at the bottom of the hour with What's Week in Review. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Altball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, November 8th. Zombers, what do we got there?
That's from the Planet of the Apes soundtrack.
Oh, that's right.
It's from the 2001.
Yes. If you're going to South Carolina, there's rhesus monkeys on the loose. Watch out for monkeys. All right. 43 rhesus monkeys have escaped.
Rhesus macaques.
Macaques, yes. Have escaped. It's not a moose of the loose, it's monkeys of the loose. Be careful down there in South Carolina. What's worse? We're still going to do that for a couple more minutes here. What is worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? What's worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? A lot of people have feelings. I love it. Mark from Prairie du Sac on the text line says, with a Car Valley cheese down the street from me, a blend of different cheeses, maybe, is it Fontina and cheddar, homemade rocks. You nailed it right there, Mark. You nailed it. You got to have that good Wisconsin cheese, butter, little cream. Melt that down slowly, a little salt and pepper, bada bing, bada boom. Andrew, listening in Maine on WAUK, what's worse? He says Kraft is worse. I do not care for the texture of powdered cheese-flavored sawdust. That's a little harsh. We made cheese and mac, all right, cheese and mac a couple weeks ago with broccoli and sausage added when my sister-in-law was visiting, and I will take that anytime over box. Well, that sounds delicious. I'm not a big broccoli guy myself, but I'm sure it's very delicious. Well done. Sean, delivering the packages in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Sean says, I'm the other UPS guy at RC. I agree with Matt. Kraft is king. Right there. See our UPS boys getting her done on the same page. Scott, listening in Madison on WMDX. There's nothing worse than someone who can't cook that makes homemade macaroni and cheese. Well, this is the point, right, Scott? I mean, I always appreciate anybody who tries. But yes, there is, if you use like hard cheese, like a sharp cheese, that does not melt well. And then you try to melt that into a homemade mac and cheese, it comes out all lumpy and it doesn't work. So agree with that.
Or sometimes when people make breading and they don't know how, it just ends up gritty.
Right. WAUK, Michaela, listening in West Bend, says, depends on who's making the homemade. See? Agreed. Very good. Matt, listening in Middleton on WMDX, homemade is best if you know what you're doing. Matt in Middleton, I live in Madison, so there's a mac and cheese restaurant. So, Wisconsin? And there are, like, these mac and cheese restaurants. I've been to them. They're pretty good. So I guess we're caught up there on the text line. Let's go quickly. This is John in Milwaukee. Very quickly, John, what do you got?
So, yeah, I called you in the past and told you I was independent. You kind of didn't believe me. Well, I'm going to be very cordial because I like your show. Me and my girlfriend are lean conservative, but we do very independent, and we don't vote a lot. But this motivated me, my girlfriend, and a lot of people who are independent but lean conservative to go out, vote, and vote early because we did not like being told, if we don't vote a certain way, I'm this kind of person. I'm a fascist. I'm a Nazi. And I'm like, whoa, I'm none of those. I grew up in Madison. I'm a friend with a lot of people in the gay community. Mm-hmm. I have no issues. So someone today took a picture of my Trump flag on my car, and he said, I don't want to get deported. And I said, sir, listen, as long as my people like me are responsible for you being deported. You're not going to be deported. This right. is not going to happen. I will fight that, too.
I appreciate the call, John. I want to give you a chance to speak. But let's answer the question. What's worse, macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? You have an opinion? I guess not. I want to give him a chance to talk, but we were trying to do the thing, right? Anyway. All right, here we go. Board game of the week.
Welcome back for another edition of Board Game of the Week.
Yeah.
This time, we have a very relaxing, chill game.
Fantastic.
Let's say you want to spend some time outside. Maybe you can't. Maybe the weather's not very nice.
Right.
Or maybe you have some disability or something. But right. you want to get some of that serene nature in your life.
Nice.
You should try the board game Cascadia.
Cascadia. Not the bug or the insect, but Cascadia.
Yes. So right. the game is inspired by the Pacific Northwest, by Washington State. You know, ooh. Beautiful mountain ranges, yes. forests, and rivers. And you get these hexagonal tiles that you build out a habitat with for the wildlife.
Okay.
And then you try to place your animals there. You know, you got to get your caves for your bears. You got to get the areas where the birds can fly around, where you can get the salmon to feed the bears, perhaps. So you build a little nature, you know, habitat and then have put your animals in it. And you can even play it by yourself. So it's 1 to 4 players, just a very chill nature game.
I like that. I like that a lot. I'm going out to Seattle to see my youngest godson in next month, actually. So maybe we can play that out in Bremerton in Seattle area.
If you're out there, I would maybe suggest actually going on a hike or something. But, you know.
Well, maybe we'll do that as well. We'll try to do that as well.
Yeah, you can do both.
Right, you can do both. So it's Cascade. How much does it cost?
Cascadia.
Oh, pardon
yes.
me.
Right. Cascadia. No, I just want to make sure that people right. listening know. Cascadia. So it's the... MSRP is $40, but you can find it for $30, $35 most of the time.
On the black market.
On Amazon or game stores.
Oh, game stores. All right. No, I like this a lot because, as you say, maybe some people, for whatever reason, aren't able to get outdoors, but you can still kind of paint that picture in your head. Or better yet, if you are, you could play Cascadia outdoors.
It seems like it'd be a really fun game to play on a picnic table.
Right?
Because it's not a bunch of cards that are going to blow away.
And you got bears in the woods.
Exactly.
And hopefully no monkeys in the woods.
Hopefully fewer than 43 at least.
Llama listening to Madison says, I service a primate research building. There are signs posted next to the fire alarms. It reads, do not place monkeys here. All right. That's fantastic. All right, there you go. Cascadia, your board game of the week. See, that's exactly what I was looking for. Excellent job. That's
you just needed something chill.
That's exactly what I was looking for. That's great. And what we're looking for to finish out the show next half hour is our good friend Peter Rapine, who is going to be joining us here after the break. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World. And you sometimes look at these stories like macaw monkeys, rhesus monkeys running around and say, that can't be real. But no, actually some human was goofy enough to leave the door open and let the monkeys escape. Keep your monkeys at home, boys. I'm not even sure what that means. We'll come back after this with our good friend Peter Rapine, The Week in Review on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Iran today denying involvement in a plot to assassinate U.S. officials, calling any allegations baseless and rejected. This as federal prosecutors here have charged an Iranian national in a murder-for-hire scheme targeting President-elect Donald Trump. Authorities say the plot was linked to Tehran's paramilitary forces. Subsiding winds helping 2,000 firefighters in Southern California make progress against a wildfire that scorched over 20,000 acres, destroyed over 200 structures since Wednesday. Joey Parrish lost his house in the fire. And he's now sifting through the ashes.
The things that we knew were there, like there was a motorcycle in the garage, no sign of it anywhere. You know, just so many things like that just gone.
For the first time after a devastating fire 5 years ago, the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral were heard throughout Paris again. The landmark is set to reopen to the public next month with a weekend of ceremony starting December 7th. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 116-94. Doc Rivers on what he was most disappointed in.
I would say just the offensive rebounds. You know, early on, I thought, you know, the first 8 minutes, we got stops on every possession, and then they got the ball back. I think they had 8 offensive rebounds in the first 9 minutes of the game. You know, they kept moving the ball. Then they shoot, they get a rebound. They get another rebound, and now we're walking the ball up the floor, playing slow basketball.
The Bucks will host the Celtics tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. College hoops, number 18th ranked Marquette with an 82-63 win over the George Mason Patriots. Boys high school volleyball, Sussex Hamilton won the state title last night in 5 sets over Middleton. Tonight, the Hamilton girls team faces Divine Savior Holy Angels for the championship, 7:30 at the Rest Center in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few clouds and a high near 48. For tonight, rain is likely, lows in the upper 30s. Rain and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of a shower, mostly cloudy, breezy, 37. Monday, partly sunny, a high of 45.
It's 39 at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Welcome back to the program. It's 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. That one goes out to Lisa and Carrie. We used to sing that, and Kelly used to sing that a lot. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. Some monkey business afoot. We welcome back in for the last half hour of the show our old friend and contributor live from New York. It's Saturday night, and Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all of the stories we're going to talk about today in headlines at EPOMsWorld.com. Peter Rapine, you're exactly what the doctor ordered. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's 60-something degrees in Brooklyn, and it's November.
Yeah.
How could I complain?
You can't. I mean, well, after this week, there's a lot of things we could complain about, but for those watching,
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Right, right. I get it. For those watching on the stream, brand new haircut, shaved. I mean, you look like a new man. You look like you're ready to go out on the town.
I feel like a new man and a new man with new living situation. So
you're not, you don't have to rely on Bobby. If you joined us a couple of years ago, Peter was in a transient situation and relying on Bobby to help him out.
And my foot is better too. So I'm mobile
good.
Again.
Good.
I'm walking mobile. And soon we'll be running.
All right. Well, very good. I'm glad to hear things looking up on the up and up for your personal life. Because we're concerned about you, Peter. We care about you. We appreciate you coming on the show, and we want to make sure you're okay.
Thanks, guys.
In these times, we have to be there for one another and check on each other.
Well, yeah, I'm doing well. It just seems like everyone else is not.
Right. Well, and I think I talked to one of my good friends last night for a while, and it made me feel better. And I think just talking to people that we love and care about, let's just hold on to that for right now, right? Don't be like, don't look at everything all at once. Just be like present in the present.
And we do have some funny things happening in the present to talk about.
That's
today.
A great transition. All right, Peter Rapine, what is going on? And again, I want to remind people, this is not fiction, not things made up. These are actual headlines from actual wacky real life experiences.
So if you're living in South Carolina, you were told by authorities to lock your doors and windows because there are 40 monkeys on the loose.
we talked about this briefly at the top of the hour. I love every part about this story. 43 monkeys on the loose, but you have an update, Peter.
Yes, our update is that the monkeys who escaped the testing lab have been spotted. Ooh. And they have already found themselves in the woods. And honestly, by the looks of the video, they probably should just stay there.
They're pretty happy.
Oh, they're having a ball. It's kind of a shaky little cam footage taken from someone I assume was on the side of the road or hiking.
Sure.
But you can see these black little monkeys running around, jumping between the trees. And I don't know if you guys talked about it, but the monkeys got out because someone that worked at the facility forgot to lock a single door.
We did not get to that part. So you're telling me for 43 research monkeys, there's only one door between them and the public.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Honestly, personally, that makes me feel better.
Like, this makes me feel worse. They've got a fighting chance.
Yes. Yeah. Liberate the monkeys. Come on. Right.
And these apparently were all female monkeys who had not, they were so young, they did not have any research done on them yet. So now do you think that one of the monkeys, because I think there were three or four that stayed behind, do you think they were willing to sacrifice themselves and distract the human long enough for the other 43 to get out the door?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll close the door when you guys get out.
I love every part about this story.
Yeah, and so far, I don't think they've bitten anybody. I don't think anything truly bad has happened, so I say we just let them be. If you can escape your research testing facility, you get to stay out in the world.
Totally agree.
You're not coming back.
And they can leave like a hatch door or whatever open, like if somebody wants to come back, if they get hungry on their own. But I mean, what the heck? Just let them be.
Well, sometimes I think I have an important job, but I've never had an important job like whoever left that door open. Right. That guy has an important job.
Yes. And failed. And failed at their job.
Yeah,
but good for the monkeys.
Yeah.
All right.
Great for the monkeys.
Yeah, great for the monkeys. Absolutely. All right. Very good. Next headline from EPOM's World, Peter Rapine.
All right. So the war in Ukraine has still been going on. It hasn't shown no signs of slowing down. And Russia has recently added a new fighting force to its force. Last week, a battalion of North Korean soldiers found themselves in Russia. They're fighting Ukraine with the Russians. Mm-hmm. And a really funny story came out about it because this is the first time. And if you know North Korea, you know they don't have unfettered access to the internet. Mm-hmm. Their Kim Jong-un controls everything they do and see. So for the first time, and I'll read our headline, North Korean soldiers are gooning after gaining porn access for the very first time.
North Korean soldiers are gooning after gaining porn access for the first time. So, yeah, I mean, these people are cut off. Kim Jong-un doesn't let them see anything that he doesn't like. They don't have so they're just discovering porn for the first time when they enter Russia and Ukraine.
Yes. So if you don't, if no one listening
if
knows
what gooning means, if you've seen the smile on Ray Pine's face when he said that, yes.
Well, gooning is a term where it's not just masturbating; it's like masturbating in like a prolonged fashion, where you do it for hours and hours and hours. And this tweet. The tweet comes to us from the chief foreign affairs official for the Financial Times. So it seems very legit.
Right.
And just clearly these North Korean soldiers are on a Russian base and they found computers. And so a lot of Twitter was joking like, oh, my gosh, are they watching this video? Do they see this video? Like it's like there's a lot of seasons of porn from the catch-up porn.
and you know, isn't it just rich that here Putin brings in these poor North Koreans that don't know what the heck is up to fight on his behalf? They've got no choice because North Korea is a dictatorship. Russia is a dictatorship. They're just being put out there like people just to be slaughtered, basically. And they're like, but while they're waiting to fight, they're like, oh my good gracious. And you know, they're going to be exhausted because they're not going to be ready to go fight.
And they don't want to go back home. You know that.
No, they absolutely do not want to go back home. Well, that's fantastic, by the way. That may be one of my favorite stories in a long, long time. All right.
It's like, what? Yeah, war is sad, obviously, but there's always a silver lining. There's always some story that can come out during a tragic time that can make us laugh. And that is it.
As one of my former teachers like to say, can't beat it with a stick. Anyway, what's our next story, Peter Rapine?
So the one election-type headline we ran this week is a callback to 2016, which kind of shows that maybe people haven't really lost their sense of humor. Maybe we had it more. I'm not 100% sure, but hopefully no one forgot that in 2016, D's Nuts got 9% of the votes in North Carolina.
Spelled D-E-Z, D-E-E-D-E-E-Z. N-U-T-S, two words, D's so Nuts.
Our headline reads, remembering when D's Nuts had a shot at the presidency.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for this, by the way. Go on. This is fantastic. Go ahead.
So the video we have is a short clip from ABC affiliate station where the news anchor is shockingly relaying that candidate named D's Nuts somehow got 8 to 9% of the vote over the state.
Do we want to hear it?
Yes, we want to hear 100%. Yeah, we want to hear it. Here we go.
North Carolina shows Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton in a possible presidential matchup, but that's not the part that's grabbing people's attention today. It is the third party candidate on that poll. Candidate named D's Nuts.
Oh, no.
Really? A candidate registered as an independent from Iowa has the legal name of D's Nuts.
No.
Public policy polling showed him pulling 9% of the vote.
Did he say pulling 9%?
He did.
D's Nuts pulling 9% of the vote. I had forgotten all about that. That's fantastic. Why didn't we have somebody running? Think about that. In Wisconsin, Trump won by like less than 1% of the vote. If D's Nuts had been on the ballot, we could have been saved.
I mean, I think D's Nuts might come back in 2028. We got to bring him back.
And just the fact that the ABC affiliate, you know, went with it like that.
You got to report the news.
Right. You got to report the
news. You too.
Right.
And it's funny that like our memory of history is always like, oh, wow, things are crazy. I can't believe how crazy they used to be. And then like a story like this comes across my desk. I'm like, wait, things were so much simpler back then.
I know, right?
I'd rather go back. Take me back.
Right. Oh, you're so right about that. All right. That was, I mean, you're just topping yourself, Peter.
Well, I have a good one next. Another good one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's go.
I'll start with the headline, and then I'll try to describe it. You're better doing that than I am. Raccoon falls out of the ceiling at LaGuardia Airport.
And this is real. A raccoon fell out of the ceiling at LaGuardia Airport.
And it couldn't have happened at a more apt check-in counter, because it happened at the Spirit Airlines check-in counter. There's a group of maybe 20 to 30 people standing around waiting to have their bags checked. And to the right, the ceiling tile shifts and a raccoon falls out of it. And he's like dangling by a wire. And he's like kind of hanging there for a couple minutes, swinging side to side. And everyone just stops what they're doing and stares at it. And like the Spirit Airlines attendants are clearly not paid enough to deal with it. So they don't deal with it. And they kind of just start walking away. He falls to the ground. He runs around a little bit. I think eventually he was grabbed and taken back to his trash can somewhere, which is funny because if you've ever been to New York, you know that LaGuardia is the nicer of our two airports.
Yes. Just so, under a big renovation.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there a year ago, and it was almost done, I think. So, I mean, it's getting nicer. But again, the funny part is that it happened to Spirit Airlines. If you're not familiar, Spirit is an absolute no-frills airline. In fact, when you go on their website, at least I've been on it for a while, their headline is "Your Ass and Gas." Like, that's all they're
really?
Oh, yeah. That's a real headline. Like, all you're paying for in your ticket, like, is a seat. And usually they don't even recline. And then there's no,
they don't.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm waiting for the day, if I ever fly on Spirit again, God help me if I do, where you actually have to put a quarter to use the bathroom. So the fact that it happened to Spirit Airlines counter where the raccoon just falls out is dangling by an electrical cord.
It couldn't have happened to a worse airline. Right. I'm surprised I've never seen a video of a raccoon falling out of the overhead compartment on a Spirit plane.
Right.
That might be next.
Snakes on a plane. The next thing we're going to see is rhesus monkeys on a Spirit airline. That's where they're going to get it. If you're flying out of Charlotte, be careful.
Be careful. Yeah, there might be a monkey in the overhead compartment.
Oh my goodness! See, this is just exactly what I needed. All right. Let's. We've got a minute left, right, Somers, before the break. So, what should we do? Should we tease it? What? Give us a quick tease. What's the next story?
The next story is a woman who was caught on a fan cam at a Denver Nuggets game, and she was doing a little bit too much.
Those fan cams can be very dangerous because you don't know where they're coming from, and all of a sudden you're on the Jumbotron and. You better not be doing something you're not supposed to. Have you ever been on the fan cam, Peter A. Putin?
You know what? I don't think I have.
I don't.
But I did catch a T-shirt at MSG once.
Really?
And that was a life.
Is that where you were last weekend?
Achievement of mine. No, this was a couple years ago.
Oh, very good. My youngest godson, when he went to UW Madison, he would get on the cam all the time. He'd be, I don't know, sure, yeah. They liked him on the cam. Come on back, find out what Peter Rapine has. The Week in Review from EPOM's World. We wrap it up for a TGIF edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come and watch, sing, and play. We're the young generation,
and we've got something to say. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which station you're listening to. And then a little weather and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dominic Salvia from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabo and the great show Nightlight from 6 until 8. Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all of our headlines we're talking about today at EPOMsWorld.com. Zomers also has a link to it usually in the show notes or talks about it there as well.
Yes, I'm linking all the stories that we're talking about.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So again, this is not made up. These are real and actual things that real humans have done. We're just simply reporting human nature in the wild. Peter Rapine, always great to have you here. This has just been exactly what we need. All right, next headline, Peter.
All right, next headline comes to us from the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado.
Very good.
When at a Nuggets game last week or earlier this week, a woman got put on the Jumbotron, and she took her 15 seconds of fame to do something very inappropriate.
Give us the headline.
The headline reads, woman's on-camera dance quickly gets a little too sexy for TV.
Now, so when you go to a Badger game or a Packer game or a Brewers or Bucks or what have you, oftentimes during timeouts, whatever, they'll have a cam. It could be a kiss cam, a fan cam, a dance cam. And they move the camera around, and all of a sudden, boom, you're on. You don't know it. And most of the time, people are dancing. But once in a while, people get frisky and try to have a little fun. And this is what happens. So for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatnot, we're going to play this. Here's Zomers, let's play what and I'll see what I can do to describe it for you. So it's a Nuggets game, Denver Nuggets. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets.
All right, so here we go. A middle-aged man and wife. Here we go, and they're dancing to some kind of music. All right, she's dancing. All right, there's the woman. She's getting very excited here with someone else. She's dancing. She's dancing. And I'm not sure. It's either one of two things, Peter. Either A, she thought the hot dogs that were served at the Denver Nuggets game were delicious, and she was showing people how she ate the hot dog at Nuggets game, or she had been to a Trump rally this week and seen the former President Trump trying to perform fellatio on a microphone. One or the other. That's what happened.
I like how she did it in both sides of her mouth.
Very talented. Very talented.
Dance, you know, go back and forth.
Right,
like,
right.
You
know? Very talented. Yeah. I'm sure she got a date later on after the game.
I hope so.
You know, they said we're not going back, but maybe for that I would. I'm not sure. All right, Peter. Right. What's the next headline?
Next headline. These videos may convince you that your dog is a skinwalker.
Explain to folks now what a skinwalker is.
So a skinwalker is a type of cryptid. It is if you're into paranormal stuff, skinwalkers come from Navajo mythology, where they are shapeshifters. So they can, and they're classified
like Mr.
as
Odo
humans.
On Deep Space Nine was a shapeshifter.
Yes. So most of skinwalkers are evil, demonic creatures that can take the forms of humans, of animals, and they trace back to Navajo culture. And it's very real in Navajo culture. Yes. But the video that we have here is mostly one guy filming his dog, walking in and out of his room, staring at him from like the corner. And it looks like the dog is shape-shifting from a demon into his dog. And I think the guy is clearly terrified of his dog. Because he thinks his dog is a demon.
For those watching the stream, Zomers, can we play a little bit of that or not?
Sure, just a second.
All right, we're loading it up. We're getting it ready here. The computers are grinding away. We are about to bring you, for those people watching on the stream, we're about to bring you this fantastic video that Peter Rapine of EPOM's World has gotten. There's the dog. Well, the dog's walking on its hind legs like a human. Now first the cat comes out, and then the dog follows behind. The dog's peeking out the side of the door
and closing it,
and then closing the door like a real human, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
that's a little creepy. Animals are great, though, right? I mean, they entertain us. They comfort us. They entertain us. They're our part. Look at this. A guy is using a cross trying to keep the dog away.
I mean, if you have a dog that you really love and you also think it's a skinwalker, like, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Make friends with it, number one.
But this is a beat that we've been pushing harder on, and it might be something I talk about more in the future, is we're really getting into UFOs and we're really getting into cryptids. And we're not saying that we necessarily believe in UFOs or in cryptids, but we do find a lot of enjoyment in the people that do believe in it.
Just watching human nature.
One thing I can tease is I've been in contact with a guy who will remain nameless, who I'm buying a UFO video from. I found him on Craigslist. Really? And he's going to sell it to me for $25. He recently retired. He's an ex-government official, which probably means he worked in the post office or something. But it's a video that he shot in 2005 in New York. It's never before been seen. And I found him on Craigslist. So hopefully in a week or so, I can have an exclusive E-Bombs World UFO video for you guys.
I cannot wait for that. All right, final headline, Peter Rapine, from EPOM's World.
All right, final headline. Just because I feel like this weekend we all need to go and take a nice nature walk. We probably all need to touch a little bit of grass.
Yes.
Final headline reads, trail cam catches deer farting.
Trail cam catches deer farting.
Let's just give it a little listen.
All right, here's the actual footage of a trail cam and a deer. Well, again.
No, it's still going. This is the same video. It's four in a row.
What was that deer eating? And A or B, I didn't know that trail cams had audio.
Some do.
Some do. And some deer have gas.
Some deer have gas. That is our time for this week. Peter Ray Pond.
As Todd says, that is indeed the time we have for this week. So, as he always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. And we'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Racist text sent to black students and business people in at least 24 states. Dr. Robert Green is an assistant professor of history at Clapham University in South Carolina.
I think it's fear-mongering, it's surly intimidation.
The text addressed to the recipients by name and told them to get on a bus, take them to a plantation to begin slave labor, the FBI, police, and states investigating. Russia's deputy foreign minister says the Kremlin's open to hearing President-elect Trump's proposals on ending the war with Ukraine. A federal judge has canceled all court deadlines in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case following his presidential victory. Prosecutors are now deciding on the next steps, given Justice Department rules barring the prosecution of a sitting president. Firefighters in Southern California say calmer winds have helped them make progress against a Ventura County wildfire that's destroyed more than 130 buildings. About 2,000 buildings are still under evacuation orders. This is ABC News. In Amsterdam, Israeli soccer fans attacked and beaten by violent mobs after a match against the Dutch team. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Dutch officials say the attacks fueled by calls on social media before the game to target Jews. But tension had also been building for days. Despite a ban on pro-Palestinian demonstrations near the soccer stadium, protesters showed up anyway, expressing anger over the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. And according to online postings, they were prepared for violence.
In Wisconsin, a 13-year-old Kenosha student has been charged with terroristic threats after being arrested on suspicion of plotting a school shooting. Local police say the teen tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School on Thursday with a large black bag and reportedly left after being questioned by security. He was later arrested at his home where officers